Balehang Sri Guru.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 3rd of November, 1973, in Delhi, India.
Satsangan Mukta Duksango Hatun No Sahade Buddha Kirtimanam Yasho Yasya Sakrida Karanya Rochanam.
Where did this quote it from?
Quoted from Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam 1.10.11. Translation.
Yes.
The intelligent who have understood the Supreme Lord in association with pure devotees and have become freed from bad materialistic association can never avoid hearing the glories of the Lord, even though they have heard them only once.
So, this will protect you from the influence of Maya. Read that again.
Sanskrit?
Translation.
The intelligent who have understood the Supreme Lord in association with pure devotees.
In association with pure devotees. So if you are convinced, then what is the value of this association? Satsanga. Satsanga means assembly, discussion. Bodhantam paraspana. Tushantita ramantita. If you are not interested in association, discussion, then you are convinced. So, convinced, they are fools and rascals. When you have got this center, it is not that you should be engaged from morning till you go to bed. Persons got engaged. So there is no plan. There is kurmizma. You have no time for satsanga, for association. We cannot make any progress by this sort of kurmizma. We have to work for organization, but not that whole day and night engaged and no satsanga. That is a misguided policy, and it is spoiled the whole structure. In Los Angeles, they regularly assemble during R3 class. If this regulative principle is lost, then you are convinced. You must come back by 6 o'clock, suspending all of it, and assemble by 7 o'clock. Joint mess program is not good. You bring some money, and spend as jointly for eating, sleeping. That is called joint mess. You know the joint mess? This what? What is that?
Well, I thought it had something to do with civil servants, but they all live in a dormitory,
yes,
and eat in a large hall.
Yes.
And they all contribute.
Yes. So if you make that association, that will not help you. Joint mess, dormitory. Or joint family. Just like in India, there are 5 brothers. There are only father, mother is the leader. Then handing over the money and the father, mother managing. That is Indian system, joint family. So joint family and joint mess, the same thing. See, if you make like that a center, then it is no good. You must get spiritual strength. For me, strength will not help you. What they are doing in Babar Road, these guards?
They
are preparing some shingar. Why not here? Why go to Babar Road, spend 20 rupees?
According to them, that they sometimes they have to go in the center of town.
Nobody has seen this. It will not stay, it will be spoiled. Joint mess organization. In Los Angeles, they're also doing business, they're going to say go. But regulatory principle is observed. Huge expenditure they have got. No center is so improved in Los Angeles. You have purchased 6 houses. And I want an immediately 2 lakhs, immediately sent. You cannot pay. You simply want to take. In India, nobody can pay. If I want 2 lakhs, nobody can pay. All this money has been taken from US. I asked Bhagavad Gita, I asked Karanda, they paid me for this Bombay affair, 16, 18 days. It goes very slow. Therefore, he cannot be immortal. And Bhagavad Gita proposes, that is what you can stop there. Whole spiritual life means how to stop death. That is Bhagavad's instruction. Don't accept Guru, don't accept Father, don't accept or don't be Father, don't be Mother, don't. We cannot stop death. And then don't accept or don't be God. Just like they want Guru. So don't accept a Guru who cannot stop your death. And from Guru's side, it is advised, don't become Guru if you cannot stop the death of your disciple. This is Bhagavad instruction. So our Krishna consciousness movement is to stop death. Live eternally with Krishna. Go back to home, back to God. This is our movement. So our Guru gives us this opportunity. No more death. But this after leaving this body, you don't accept anymore material body. And if you don't accept material body, then there is no death. As soon as you are spiritual, you remain in spiritual body, there is no death. There is no birth also. Death is concomitant, where birth is there. If the death is stopped, then there is no birth. And if there is no birth, there is no disease, there is no illness. This is birth. So, birth, death, old age, disease can be stopped only by Krishna consciousness. So, if you don't like to be Krishna consciousness, then what is the use of becoming your disciple? And if the Guru, if you cannot stop your death, birth and death, then what is your becoming Guru? So, amrtattaya kalpa, jamhina bhathante thi purusan purusar sama, pandamikvasa, jamhi na bhathante kete.
Y-A-M?
Yeah, Y-A-M. Jamhi.
Get this light on.
There is birth and death only. There is life. There is Siddhi. There is Parmesha. These rascals are making plans, material plans. Jawaharlal Nehru make plan of this new building. And he is kicked out. God! And now he has become a dog in Switzerland.
Sweden.
Yes. Sweden Marston, some astrologer. These so-called leaders are so fools. Therefore they don't believe next life. Because that is very horrible for them. But the next life is there. This life. We have our next life. We had our previous life. Then another life, another life. But a simple thing they cannot understand. Nature is controlling this. Next life. Otherwise, why so many varieties of life? So they have no brain. They are simply making plan for the 50 years duration of life. And even from practical point of view, suppose you are constructing a very nice house, and if you know the next day he'll be kicked out, he'll die. Will you do that? But it is a fact. Next day or 2 days after, he'll die. That's a fact. So, first of all, make arrangement that he will not die. He will be able to live here. And that is their foolishness.
Sometimes they take refuge in the idea that my family will live on, or my species.
That's all right. The family will live on, not forever. They live also for a few days. We go sometimes, just like in England. The castles are there, very old castle, 1,000 years, 2,000, even this. And Westminster Abbey and palace. But which king has lived for there permanently? And now, if you know more, if the king has by his wife become something else, not necessarily he will become a king in that house. He may become a dog. These signs they do not know. And they are proud of their education, culture. Suppose you are constructing the Vrindavan temple or Bombay temple, it is also certain we shall not leave. But our attempt to construct that temple will be recorded in Krishna. Yes. Because he has spent his energy for my service. That is the challenge. Others, whatever they are working, kuvati apto avajatam sadharamata. Find out this one. Kuvati apto avajatam sadharamata. This is in Bhagavad. Yes. Tattva sadhanam charanam bhujam hare. Bhajan napakutu patit tatu jadi. Jatra ko jatra avhatra avhut avusatim kuvatriyato avajatam sadharmam. Tattva sadhanam charanam bhujam hare. Just like many of our disciples, as a matter of civilized man, they should have remained at home, obedient to the parents, get married and live peacefully with father and mother. Of course, the European American boys do not do that, but it is expected. That should be like that, just like yourself. You should have lived with your father, he also. But you did not do that. So, take it for granted out of sentiment he took to Krishna consciousness. Bhakvasa dharma, to lead family life, peaceful life, obedient life to the fathers and mothers, this is called sadharma. So, one gives us this sadharma, bhakvasa dharma, and takes to Krishna consciousness, surrenders to Krishna. But somehow or other, by his bad association, by his maya's trick, again falls down, just like many of our students have gone. Not many, a few. So Bhagavad says, tatra ahatra avut avusakim. So what is the wrong there? Even if he has fallen down halfway, still there is no wrong. He has gained something. That much service which has already given to Krishna, that is recorded. That is record. That is to his credit. So, this living entity has given service. But other man, he is very honestly living as a good citizen, as a good family member, as a good Brahman, good Kshatriya. So, kuva artha apta avajatana sadharmata. He is sticking to his own principle of life. But he is not a Krishna conscious devotee. So what is his gain? He will simply take the fruits of his material activities and he will have to accept another body according to that. But here, as it is assured in Bhagavad Gita, that Sujinam Simhatangehi Yoga Bhrasta Sanjaya, this man who took by sentiment Krishna consciousness but could not follow it to the end, by some or other he has fallen. But he will be given chance to take birth as a human being, guaranteed, in this family or in this nice devotee family, yogi family or Brahman family. He will be given chance. But that man will take only the reaction of his activities. Karmana adhyayana trena. If he has acted like Kasangdas, he didn't. But here it is guaranteed. Here it is guaranteed that he is going to get another human body and very nice family.
Does that guarantee that he'll become a devotee again?
Yes, because he has already practiced. So, if he remembers, if he is intelligent, I have got this nice position according to Shastra, because I had some good devotional activities in my past life. Now let me finish. I will afford that. I have no economic problem. I have got so much facilities. Let me advance in Krishna consciousness. If he gets that, he will get that sense.
He automatically gets that sense?
Yes.
So he must come back to that point again, starting there.
That's why we are giving, your children are giving the good chance. The Saraswati is giving chance, now he is from, very child is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. He is criticizing. Malati, this old man is smoking. He is giving the sanskar from the childhood. And we got it from good father, yes. So, there is a chance, and that is not, it is not childish. Saraswati is chanting Hare Krishna. In London, she would finish 16 hours.
Six.
She has received, she has got determination. And all the children. So that is not going well. Never going well. This is her. She had executed devotional studies in her past life. Therefore, from the very beginning of her life, she is in association with Krishna consciousness. Very beginning. This is the chance. Now, it is the duty of the father and mother, and when she grows up, it is her duty to finish this business, go to Babylon, visitors. So, where is the loss? Even she failed last life, then where is the loss? She is getting another chance. Whereas the ordinary karmi, they will not get that chance. That is explained fair, isn't it?
One who has forsaken his material occupation to engage in the devotional service of the Lord may sometimes fall down while in an immature stage, yet there is no danger of his being unsuccessful. On the other hand, a non-devotee, though fully engaged in occupational duties, does not gain anything.
That is the translation.
Purport. As far as the duties of mankind are concerned, there are innumerable duties. Every man is duty-bound not only to his parents, family members, society, country, humanity, other living beings, the demigods, etc., but also to the great philosophers, poets, scientists, etc. It is enjoined in the scriptures that one can relinquish all such duties and surrender unto the service of the Lord. So if one does so and becomes successful in the discharge of the devotional service unto the Lord, it is well and good. But it so happens sometimes that one surrenders himself unto the service of the Lord by some temporary sentiment, and in the long run, due to so many other reasons, he falls down from the path of service by undesirable association. There are so many instances of this in the histories. Bharat Maharaj was obliged to take his birth as a stag due to his intimate attachment to a stag. He thought of this stag when he died. As such, in the next birth, he became a stag, although he did not forget the incidents of his previous birth. Similarly, Ketu also fell down due to his...
Therefore we forbid to take the Kormi's life. Because at the time of death, if he remains a Kormi, then he will have to take birth as a Kormi. That is the reason. So, this regulative life, holding class, chanting, that will not make us fall down. That is essential. In essence, regular to follow the regulative principle, chanting, sitting down, holding class. We can do anything, but this will keep us alive to the Krishna consciousness platform. If we neglect that, then that is very risky. Even if you get next life, birth in a rich man's family, that is not guaranteed. Because generally rich men's sons require strength. They get money for nothing and they want to squander it. a material world, if you have got money, so many bad associates will come and help you to squander your money and spoil your life. Because you have got money, there are so many friends will come. As soon as you have no money, nobody will come. Even your wife, children will not come. Therefore, you say that dhanam samayi. Krishna first of all takes the money, makes him poor, so that everyone will neglect him. And because he's Krishna conscious, he'll take Krishna. I have no other answer. Please give me protection. That is also another Krishna's policy. Special favor. But this man wanted me, now he's going astray, all right. That's all right. Take everything, I will say.
Amen, Patrick.
That was my case also. Since my Guru ordered me that you do this, but I thought that let me become first of all rich man, then I said do. So every business was.
Maybe that is my case.
That is special favor. In the beginning I was thinking, like my god brothers, they have taken sannyas, they are begging door to door, I said, let me earn money and start Krishna consciousness. That never happened. So I was obliged to take the dress of my god brother and preach instead of earning money. Yeah. Some astrologer told me that I should have been a man like a Birla. And I got all those chances in the clinical life. Become, now I'm bigger than Birla, that's all right. But even in business field, there were signs. But in money field, I got so many good chances. But everything. Dr. Kati Chandra was, he appreciated my activities. Very intelligent boy. He certified to my father-in-law that this is the way I'm becoming a rich man.
What happened? Why? Huh? Why your business?
Something happened. Everything was finished. That is Krishna's deal. That's why something has happened wonderful. But that is also Krishna's deal.
People stop purchasing?
Huh?
People stop purchasing?
No. Just like Dr. Bose's laboratory. I was manager. Then I took his agency. Very good chance. I was earning money like anything. But the next manager, he became envious. He began to poison Dr. Bose, to cut up our relationship. Very little. Then when I was Dr. Bose's agent, I became so much famous that Bengal Chemical, the biggest chemical factory, they wanted to give me the agency. If I would have taken that agency, I would have been the richest man in the chemical world, you see. But they made some condition. Why did not accept it? I wanted in my condition. That is very little, but I was puffed up. When I am such a big and this man is flattering, so I must get my condition fulfilled. So, I did not accept it. It's misunderstood to gain me an inch, because in my work in Dr. Bose's laboratory, I did it very creditably. So every other manufacturer, they become attracted to me. How to get me? The Smith Statistics Company, BK Pal Company, Bose's, Bengal Chemical Company, they all wanted me. And I thought, everyone wants me. So I refused. Later on, there was click between Dr. Bose and me. So I lost everything. Then I started my own laboratory. Some or other, there was something.
In Bombay, you were having your own business then?
Yes.
Manufacturing?
Yes. So that is small manufacturing. So I got very, very good chance. But Krishna did not allow me. He wanted me to come to this point. That is my practical experience. And now I say that this is Krishna's so much favor. So this sound and glam, actually it is his best. What will we do by becoming Birla, like rich man like Birla? That was Krishna's plan. Come here, do this work. My Guru Maharaj ordered, Krishna wanted, I was resisting him. I was actually a very expert businessman in technical line. I did it very creditably in Bose's laboratory as manager and my own business, and everyone knows. Everything manufacturing also.
But in that same experience now, you've organized a worldwide society.
Yes.
So that's a big business.
Yes.
Just like before coming to India, you in Japan, with simply $5,000,
yes.
You took $50,000 worth of merchandise,
yes.
And you brought it,
yes.
Had it sent, and then like everything.
Yes.
And then you devised the program for distributing.
Yes, practically, India's or whatever we have got, it is starting in that $5,000.
It's like you were investing, taking goods on credit,
yes.
and
this membership,
yeah,
becomes successful.
You devised the method for distribution.
This membership.
Even the way you went to America in the beginning, you couldn't take money,
no.
So you had some books.
Some books. Yes. That intelligence gives me, Krishna, you do this. Buddhi yogam dadamita. Yes. And by materialistic way, you are taking our interview. Just like this was my Bengal Chemical Agency. I should have accepted. Such a big concern. Simply by sitting, I would have brought 10,000 rupees per month in those days. But there was no good intelligence. I said, no, I cannot accept your time. You must accept. Because I was at that a young man, papra, no brain. No sober brain. They are so attracted with me. They would have been later on all facilities, but I did not. Similarly, Smith Stanistry, they are also a very big company. Smith Stanistry is an English company. They gave me a reason. So, some of my enemy, he was my employer, but he gave information that I am also manufacturing now, Dragon Chemical One. So, they informed that he is pushing his own goods, not your goods. He wanted that agency. In this way, because as soon as you come to the, even in the spiritual field, my godbrothers are enemies. So as soon as you become successful, there will be many enemies. That is natural. That is the sign of success. In your business, if there are many enemies, competitor, that means you are successful. So anyway, Krishna has brought me to the right path. So I may not fall down, that's all. When I was reading this verse, the Jasavana Grindami Harishita Dhanansaran, Krishna said that when I show somebody my special favor, I take away all his money, I become sadhana. So Krishna will take my own money if he is to. Actually, that happened. He took my all money, all family, all friends and everything. And he asked, go to America, you'll get much money, many friends. He go ahead, come here. That was his intent. And I was sticking to limited money, limited friends, limited society. This is special.
Like in Bombay, you mentioned that Lala Timuchi, there was one house.
Yes.
And you were trying to get that house.
Yes, and she
took
it. She took it. Because I was trying to organize the League of Devotees from that house. Mm-hmm. And Krishna wondered, what is this nonsense? You stick here, jazzy. Come, yeah, an open field. That was Krishna's intent. But I thought that if Krishna took away this is our thing. But my intention was to start this moment.
Yes.
I was simply planning in the world. Therefore, Krishna's failed. I never deviated from this plan. Since I heard it from my Guru Maharaj, I was simply planning how to do it successfully. But I thought at that time that I will be able to do it if I get some money. Let me do some business for the time. That was the thinking. But Krishna said, even if you are pauper, you try, you will get everything. But I thought without money, how is this can be? That was defense of opinion with Krishna or Guru Maharaj. And I was dreaming of Guru Maharaj. I was saying, come on, child, thing. So I was saying, oh, I have to go. I have to take some medicine.
You're dreaming?
Yes. Guru Maharaj, come with me. I was going. Many things happened before this. And at last it was there. In our way.
Did you tell everyone you were leaving, or you simply disappeared?
No, I didn't. I said, oh, why, sir? I lost all friends, money, everything.
I met one gentleman from Allahabad.
Oh. Reached this, like, this point, and you have joined. Do it nicely. It is the greatest moment for making the whole human civilization happy. Take it seriously.
This is Mr. S.